Our next guest on the line is, of course, stellar player for Toronto FC, MVP of the team this year. He scored half the team's goals in MLS competition. He's also won the MLS championship before as a member of the Houston club. He is Dwayne DiRosario. Dwayne, thanks for coming on the program. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. I was a bit taken aback by the gesture Saturday. Everyone's asked you about it. You're 4 days deep into it. What do you have to say about it in retrospect?
I mean, hey, you know, in that point in time, you know, obviously, I don't think it was the right thing to do, but it was just coming off emotion and, you know, seeing that a team has potentially, you know, been out the playoffs and everything coming to head in terms of me negotiating, and that continued to get put off. And, you know, I reacted in that way. And, you know, unfortunately, I did that, but, you know, it's out of frustration, out of a lot of things that came to a head. And, you know, I apologize to the team, to our teammates, and a lot of teammates do support me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I don't condone that gesture that I did. But in the same sense, you know, we definitely are still not out of it by any means. We still, you know, things the ball is round and things do happen. So we could potentially still, you know, clinch a playoff berth. So we're still fighting and pushing for that.
The worrying thing for you, I'm sure, like I said, you've had a great season. You've worn the club badge with honor. You've played for Canada with honor. And I worry that, you know, if any of us, we all do stupid things in life. If any of us are judged by the worst thing we do, well, they're missing the great stuff we do, whether it's charity work, whether it's being a good teammate, whether it's being a good leader. Did you worry about that in the immediate aftermath, that somebody will think, oh, there's another pro athlete who wants more money, when I know there's a lot more to what happened and what led up to it than just that?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, again, you know, when you obviously, we're as professional athletes, you're in a position where you're in a position to get judged. And some people will agree with you what you do. Some people agree with you, and some people disagree. That's just the nature of anything in life. And again, not condoning of my actions, but that is you know the field that we're in. And you know, it's unfortunate that people do see that the one wrong you do and tend to judge you off of that and not really look at the positive and the good things you do. And it's funny how much times my phone rang off, you know, and no one's really ringing me off when I get called for an all-star game or when I achieve accolades. My phone isn't ringing off, but you do one bad thing and all of a sudden everybody wants a piece of it. And it's unfortunate that we are in a society, I guess, that does, I guess, highlight the negative things. And but I'm glad you brought that point up, where is people do tend to look at the negative things you do and not really look at and more the positive things you do. But again, we're in the business where you are in a position to be judged by everyone.
Yeah, and it was one of those dangerous things in the sense that, again, you've had a great season. You, like I said, you've done everything you can to help this team win. And I would bet that 2 years ago, when you came here so excited, you're playing in Toronto, not a lot has gone the way you probably thought it would, beyond the fact that you've kept this pace. I mean, not many guys are putting in, no knock, at 33 years of age, not many guys are capable of having the season you're having. It's been an exceptional year in the MLS for you.
Well, thank you. And definitely it has been, again, very stressful, mentally disappointing, in the sense of I did come here to have high hopes. I did come here with one thing in my mind, and that's why when I came here and negotiations didn't work out accordingly, I said, you know what, I still want, you know, this is my city, and I really want to have this city accomplish success. And, you know, obviously you won the Neutralite Cup, but for me, that's something we should guarantee to win, and that's not taking anything away from the opposing teams that we're playing against. But I just think because Toronto is in the MLS, and we do deserve to be a contender in the CONCACAF Club Championships. But my main goal is, of course, clinching the playoffs and of course, winning the MLS Cup for this city. But, you know, if we can't even make the playoffs, then we can't even make the MLS Cup. And obviously it's even more disappointing knowing that the MLS Cup is in Toronto and not having a second year to be a part of that, which I have experienced in the past. And it is something special to be a part of. And, you know, it's frustrating, extremely frustrating. And I don't think anyone's more disappointed than me for us not making the playoffs. And that's why I encourage the guys and myself to continue to go out there, work your 100%, do what you can. you know, and just show your commitment, and that's all you can really ask.
Dwayne DiRosario joining us from Toronto FC. Toronto FC's at Quest against the Sounders on Saturday. Tom Anselmi was on our radio station Monday. I want you to hear what he said about this.
We all do stupid things once in a while, and hopefully that's what it's about. And Dwayne's happy to be part of this team, and we're going to move on. And that's what I'm assuming the situation is.
Beyond his opening comment, everything good with you there. You want to play at Toronto FC, and they want you to stay?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if I didn't want to stay, I wouldn't have came here in the first place. Again, this is my city, and I'm desperate not only for this city but for our national team to have success, you know. And you know, Tom Anselmi is a guy that I think he shares that same passion. He wants the team to be successful. He wants the team to achieve great things, and you know. And that's going to continue to be my motivation. And I'm happy to wear the TFC colors, and I'm happy to be playing for Toronto FC. And you know, again, it's a great we have the best fan base in, I think, North America. But you know, rightfully so, the fans deserve results, and we as players, we know that, and we're trying to really get that. Is everyone trying? I don't know. But, you know, again, everyone has to look in the mirror and answer to themselves, am I really giving 100% every day in? And it's not just showing up for games. It's just practice. It's when you go home, you know, this is your life. And you know, how much people would like to be in our position. And, you know, you can't take it for granted. So, you play with that passion. You play with that that commitment. And that's what I just try to do.
Dwayne DiRosario is our guest, the team captain of Toronto FC. Why wasn't Preki a good fit as coach here? And when did you start to realize that this might not work long term? When did you realize it?
Well, I don't know if Preki wasn't a good fit. I mean, he had his way of coaching, which I think some of the players didn't respond to in the way that he would have liked them to. Instead of getting the best out of some players, I think some of the players curled up and didn't perform. Now, me, again, as a professional player, regardless what happens, I'm going to still go out there and give them 100%. I'm still going to go out there because I know that's my job. This is what I got to do. Not everyone's like that. And some of the players didn't respond to him. He ran a very tight ship, which limited a lot of, I guess, the enjoyment that a lot of players have had in other environments and stuff like that, and players didn't know how to respond to that. And, you know, my job as a captain was to continue to keep the guys motivated and keep the guys, keep that fun inside the locker room. And, you know, obviously everything, again, came to a head with him where they're like, you know, we definitely need to go into a different position because I don't think quite a few of the players wanted to play for him anymore. That starts, I think, back in the preseason.
If they came to you and said, what kind of manager do we need? Not necessarily a field boss, but what kind of, if we're looking to replace Mo Johnston, if they came to you and not to name names, but what kind of qualities can run this team here, make it successful and get it where you also, again, you've given effort beyond the shadow of a doubt, where you want this team to go. What kind of person can do that?
Well, I think that's a good point you brought up because no one has really came to me and asked me my personal opinion.
Well, they should. They should.
In terms of, you know, what has been successful here, what have worked here and there. I mean, take it or leave it, at least you could, you know, hear my honest opinion. And I think that's one thing that people know of me. I always tend to give my honest opinion, like it or leave it. At least, you know, sometimes it's not pleasing to everybody. But, again, you know, we have senior guys that have achieved certain things, and I think some of their input is definitely needed. What do we need to achieve success is you know, you can't point your finger because it's accumulation of a lot of things. I think, you know, we definitely need 20 guys that are fully committed and want to win. You know, want to win in practice. That's where it starts from. Want to win in practice. When they go home, are you just going home and you kicking back and enjoying life? Are you preparing for the game and getting the rest? No one said you can't go and have a good time and enjoy yourself. I think everyone deserves that. But when it comes down to the business, make sure you handle yourself as a pro and take care of yourself and your body and know that you know, mentally and physically and even spiritually, that you're 100% focused and prepared and ready to give your all.
Now, I'm going to ask this. Sports is sports. You know, family's family. You're, like I said, you're dedicated to a lot of causes, family guy as well. Has anyone, any of your teammates had a little fun with this? Have they dropped off large piles of checks at your locker? Have they, you know, dropped off a bank card? Has anybody had a little fun with this? Like I said, at the end of the day, it is all sports.
Yeah. I mean, no one really, none of that. A little fun banter here and there, but again, you know, I was really pleased to see that a lot of the guys do support me because they see the effort I put out in practice. They see the effort I put out off the field where a lot of people don't see. And, you know, I do that because I'm very passionate about winning. I'm passionate about the sport. And I'm passionate about, you know, success in this city, just like the fans are passionate about having a successful team. And I think we're all on the same lines. And, you know, we're all heading in the right directions. Hey, if you look at their first 3-4 years, there was really no success. And now we've gone, last year we went through to the CONCACAF stage. Now we went even further. So it's gradually beginning to have that taste of success. And obviously people demand more. You know, we were close to the playoffs last year. Potentially we're not in the same position as we were last year, but hopefully we can get to that position where, you know, it is down to the last game, and that's what we're going to fight for.
Dwayne, thanks for doing this today. Accountability is big in a lot of folks' books, and we appreciate you coming on today and addressing your side of it. Thanks so much. Congratulations on the season as well. You deserve that.
Yeah, thank you. And I just want to encourage, you know, don't count us out. You know, we still have a possibility to get in there, and we're going to continue to fight and do what we can to get the results to make this playoffs.
Thanks very much, Dwayne.
You.
There's Dwayne DiRosario from, of course, the Canadian national team and Toronto FC.